This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Dean Smith's marriage equality bill has passed Parliament and has become law in Australia after passing the House of Representatives with only four MPs voting against it. After passing the Senate the previous week, the marriage equality bill was debated in the lower house over the course of a few days. After passing Parliament, the bill went to the Governor-General for royal assent, and same-sex and gender couples will now be able to register their intent to marry, with weddings slated to commence on January 9. Less than a day after marriage equality passed in Australia, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull accused Labor of playing petty politics and trying to take credit for the win. He said the historic change was one of the most remarkable moments in our history, and claimed he was the first Australian Prime Minister to commit to marriage equality. He said, "The Labor Party appeared to be taking credit for other people's work." Victorian health authorities are offering free meningococcal vaccinations for gay and bisexual men following an outbreak in the Melbourne community. Local GPs in Melbourne will be offering free vaccines to prevent further spread of the disease. Almost all of the patients that have been recently diagnosed with the disease C strain have been gay or bisexual. An inquest into the death of Matthew Levison has resulted in the coroner delivering an open finding, leaving his family in tears. Levison went missing in 2007, aged 20, after a night out at Arc with his former boyfriend Michael Atkins. In May, Atkins led the police to a site in the Royal National Park where remains identified as Levison's were recovered. Faye Levison said they had been forced to choose between finding their son's body and getting justice over his death. She said, "Sadly, we were forced into this corner, and Maddie comes out first every time." A rainbow waterfall will cascade from the Sydney Harbour Bridge on New Year's Eve at midnight, according to Lord Mayor Clover Moore. The event has been planned as a way to celebrate the historic year for LGBTI people around Australia. Moore took to social media to announce the news. She wrote, "This is a fabulous way to see out 2017, the year that 4 out of 5 Sydneysiders said a resounding yes to marriage equality." Director Bryan Singer has been accused of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old boy at a yacht party in 2003 in a lawsuit filed earlier today. The filing alleges that Singer forcibly anally penetrated the plaintiff, Cesar Sanchez Guzman, after forcing him into performing oral sex on the director. Singer then approached Cesar and told him that he was a producer in Hollywood and that he could help Cesar get into acting as long as Cesar never said anything about the incident. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Russia has banned a straight athlete calendar, labelling it as gay propaganda. Every year, the Warwick Rowers strip down for a calendar to combat homophobia in sport, but Russian custom agents have returned all shipments of the 2018 edition because the calendars could be seen as propaganda aimed at children. The straight English rowers also claim that Russian hackers targeted their website last year, successfully shutting it down for a period. Transgender weightlifter Laurel Hubbard has won silver at the World Championships in Anaheim and has sent a message to her transphobic critics. Hubbard came second to American Sarah Elizabeth Robles in the snatch and clean and jerk in the 90K class, but was still attacked by online haters for having an unfair advantage. Hubbard told RNZ that the insults and pressures do affect her, but she's working to overcome them.
"I actually stopped lifting in 2001 when I was 23 because it just became too much to bear. But the world has changed, of course, and I feel like I'm now in a place where I can train and compete and cope with all of that."
And finally, former swimmer Ian Thorpe says he has no plans to get married anytime soon after same-sex marriage was legalised. Thorpe watched the vote and amendments all day in Parliament with boyfriend Ryan Channing and then celebrated the equal marriage win with presenter Emma Friedman and model Jennifer Hawkins at the Star's official Start to Summer party. Thorpe says he's looking forward to getting married one day when the time is right, but for now, he just wants to enjoy a break.
"And what are you doing over summer?"
"Enjoying time with my partner, Ryan, and trying to avoid questions about getting married."
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making the news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.